Tony, I guess there will always be some kind of history made every day.
You know, some of it good, some of it not so good.
And while some of it is well publicized, sometimes notable history goes under the radar.
Now that's true.
I'm thinking of your interview with Mabel
Oh,
John.
yeah, now this is a woman with an interesting past.
My name is Mabel, and don't you think I ain't able?
The 77-year-old Louisiana native has been a top R&B singer, a successful novelist, a pastor, an activist, and a movie actor. And I found out that Mabel John is full of stories, like the one about the time she met record mogul Berry Gordy before Motown was even Motown.
How I met Berry, there was a barbershop on John R. that was near the Flame Show Bar. And at that time, men were wearing processes in their hair. And I was dating a guy that was one of those process operators in the Chesterfield Lounge and barbershop. And Berry was coming in there to get his hair done. I was coaching choirs for my church. And my boyfriend introduced me to Berry Gordy because Berry said he was a songwriter and he was going to have a lot of people recording his songs. And my boyfriend said, you need to stop doing all of this work for the church free and let Berry Gordy do something with you so you can get paid. So he introduced me to Berry Gordy.
Now tell us the story. We're going to skip around a little bit. When you and Berry Gordy connected, as Motown was just becoming a company, a record company, you are the first female to record on a label, the Tamla label, before
Motown.
Yes,
the first single female artist, because Claudette Robinson was a part of what became the Miracles, and he was managing them along with me.
Right.
So I was the first single female artist to be signed to Tamla, which is a part of the Motown family.
When you think about that now, how do you feel about looking at that as a historic moment?
No one could have bought that time. God had to give it to me.
Hey, hey. I understand that you were rehearsing one day, and these three young girls came in and interrupted your rehearsal.
The girls that we know now as the Supremes, they came into a rehearsal that I was doing with Berry Gordy because he played also for me, played piano for me. We were there rehearsing, and these girls came in, and I didn't quite remember everything that was said that day because it's been so long, but Mary Wilson of the Supremes remembered when she was writing her book to say that when she first walked into Motown, the three of them walked in, and my question to Berry Gordy was, why are they walking in on my rehearsal? Because all of our rehearsals were private.
Talking about fate, your career at Motown never really took off. And after some few years, you decided to go to Memphis, where you joined the Stax label and hooked up with Porter and Isaac Hayes. And then it wasn't long after that that you had a million seller.
Right. Well, Motown, Berry Gordy, they were all, along with God and my parents, a part of my future. So Motown was my beginning. It was one that was different from everywhere else I've ever been. But I think it was a necessary one to make the transition for me from Motown to Stax.
Now, your big song at Stax, one of your the biggest of your songs was...
The biggest of all songs.
Your Good Thing is about to end.
Right, right.
See, I'm old enough to have remembered that song.
Well, that's good. That makes me feel you don't have to be very old to remember that.
I don't have to beg you to hold me, 'cause somebody else will.
So It was a story that I needed to tell because of a bad marriage. And at Stax, they would allow you to be yourself. Everybody participated in whatever success you were going to have. Everybody, including the drummer.
Really? Tell me about your family, and I'm switching to that for a reason, because you were one of 10 children, right?
The oldest of 10.
And you happened to have a little brother, baby brother, who was a big-time performer, Little Willie John.
William Edward John. Now, when I got with Willie, that was another education. Because he said, my name is Little Willie John. It might be William Edward John to you. And you're my sister, and I love you. But if you're not good, I'm going to send you home.
Obviously, you were good.
Well, he let me stay.
About to come to an end.
You were the leader of the Raelettes for a dozen years.
Yes.
Traveling all over with and without Ray Charles.
And without Ray Charles, yes.
In the movie Ray, I looked in the credits to see if there was someone who played you, since you had been a Raelette for so long, and I saw that there wasn't one.
No.
And is there a reason for that?
Well, it was the years before I came.
Oh, okay.
And I tell everybody that asked me, the best of his life were the years after the movie. When I came to work with him, he sat me down and told me all about his beginning, told me all about things that ticks him off and things that excite him, what he was looking for and how he wanted it. And I knew that being with him would finish me in this industry.
Now,
because
what do you
mean? Was at the top, complete me.
Okay.
So that I could work for any audience, sing any kind of songs. Remember now, at the beginning I thought I could only sing gospel. With Berry Gordy, I found out I could sing the blues. I went to Stax and I found out I could sing love songs. I got with Ray Charles and we sang country, everything. And we could play to any audience. I wanted to sing what was in my heart to everybody that loves music. And Ray Charles was a place for me to be to do that.
So the Raelettes, would you say that was the highlight of your career?
It was a highlight. It was a highlight because I learned things about myself, about my career, about the industry. I was able to set up my own publishing companies and production companies because of the knowledge that I gained with and from Ray Charles.
After all of that, Mabel John, your career did not stop. It has gone on into movies, you've written a couple of novels.
Excuse me, I just finished the third one.
Oh, number three. You've done three novels. You were a minister.
Yes.
And you started a church.
Yes.
And you helped the homeless.
Yes.
And your grandmother.
A great-grandmother.
And a great-grandmother. How is it possible for one person to do all of those things and to do them as successfully as you have?
It's all God. Some days, when people are telling me how busy I am, and when I sit down to think about it, I get tired. So I don't go there. I just get up every morning and I thank God for the activity of that day. And I have to thank a woman that's no longer with us, Miss Billie Holiday, because that's the voice that I hear in my ear still to this day. I worked with her 2 weeks before she passed. And she said to me, honey, because I was frightened out of my wits, you can make it if you remember. Always know when you have done or given enough. Not to be afraid and have guts enough to say, I quit.
It's so nice talking with you. Thank you for coming in.
I thank you.
It's about to come to an end.